Your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High temperatures reach up to 42 this afternoon under mainly clear skies, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 29. Tonight, cloudy skies expected. Overcast again tomorrow, 32. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 41.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. It's a big weekend for the state of Kansas. As Sunday, the state officially celebrates its 162nd birthday. And with many celebrations going on in unique ways across the state, one place, including the Kansas Wetlands Education Center in Barton County, says they're focusing on the state's insect this year, which is the honeybee. As they say, during the weekend, they'll have demonstrations what honeybees contribute to the world, including making beeswax and lip balm for the children.
The reason why we decided to do this project is for Kansas Day, the Kansas State insect symbol is the honeybee. And the goal is to get kids off of their electronics, off of their screens, and out appreciating nature.
That was Mandy Kern, the Kansas Wetlands Education Center Program Specialist on KWCH News, where she says the aim is for children to be able to enjoy learning about the state's history and appreciate what the honeybees do, as they are a massive contributor to the agricultural industry in the state.
They do contribute billions of dollars to the agricultural industry.
Mid-America Network News.
Time to say goodbye to 2022 and hello to a brand new 2023 Kia from Midwest Kia. While most resolutions you hear will be about change, Midwest Kia is resolute in more of the same. That means same great inventory on the ground and available. Choose from 2023 Kia K5s and Sorentos, as well as the newly redesigned 2023 Kia Sportage. Same fair pricing, never over sticker. And same great staff here to make your car buying experience simple, transparent, and fast. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. And you've created a better way to buy. More of the same is the name of the game. For a company that puts its value on you and not just market trends, come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for more of the same. And remember, we want to see you in a Midwest Kia. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
The Kansas City Police Department's narcotics unit has recovered more than 10,000 fake prescription pills that they say have been laced with fentanyl. KAG News reports that the pills were found during a routine sweep at a local shipping distribution center, where they found the street value of the pills at near just over $100,000. In a statement by authorities of Kansas City, they say that the police department want dealers and suppliers to know that Kansas City is not the place to be doing business. We are conducting routine sweeps with the assistance of drug-sniffing canines in a variety of facilities, including those that process packages. Last year, as part of the Violent Crimes Task Force, they seized more than 150,000 pills and expected to seize even more for the 2023 year. In other news, a Johnson County woman has been sentenced for Medicaid fraud and has been ordered to pay more than $31,000 in restitution to the Kansas Medicaid program. The announcement came from Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach, saying that 63-year-old Carolyn Elaine Hensley of Overland Park has pleaded guilty to one count of making a false claim statement or representation to the Medicaid program and one count of unlawful acts concerning computers in Johnson County Court.
3, 2, 1.
Did the new year bring new devices in your home? You might want to increase your internet speed. If you up your speed this month, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months to kick off 2023. New Blue Valley internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska state legislators are working on trying to cap the price of insulin in the state of Nebraska as prices continue to remain out of control for many pharmaceuticals and many residents are struggling to make ends meet. As some residents say, they're even going out of the country in order to get their insulin because it's so expensive.
I've actually road tripped up to Canada, and it was actually cheaper to drive up to Canada, get a hotel, get my insulin than it is to just do it here. I paid, I think it was about $32, $33 for a vial of insulin. Came home and compared it to the insulin that I had at home. The exact same manufacturer, the exact same location that it was manufactured in. There was no difference between our insulin and theirs.
That audio from KSNB Local Channel 4. Those that are on Medicare across the country saw a 35% cap due to the Inflation Reduction Act that was signed by the Biden administration. But lawmakers say they want to make it affordable for everyone, even on private insurance.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Kansas State University President Richard Linton and several of his staff, including Dean of Agriculture Ernie Minton, were in Marysville Thursday afternoon as part of a statewide listening tour that's part of a strategic planning process designed to propel K-State to a next-generation land-grant university. Linton, who assumed the presidency a year ago, commented on the stop at Landall Company.
Knowing what the purpose and the intent is, which is to be able to help the citizens of the state first, then have a national and a global impact. During the year, we go out to a community once a month. And the idea is to be able to engage with the community, and there, the issues are very customized to that community. We're also doing a lot with community outreach and engagement. And so I recognize the importance of doing things like this. And this, we do this for a lot of reasons. I want to build a relationship with communities.
Linton noted changes in education with less emphasis on the traditional four-year degree and highlighted what he hopes is a relevance to community needs. Learning to integrate, solve problems, he touted the connection to all 105 Kansas counties, particularly through research and extension. He came to Kansas State after serving as Dean of Agriculture and Life Sciences at North Carolina, and is focusing efforts on an ag innovation project. Kansas Department of Transportation has announced approved bids for work, including U.S. 36 in Washington County, from the West K-22 Junction to the Little Blue River Bridge, north on K-22 to Haddam, and on K-148 from the K-9 Junction to U.S. 36 for just over 27 miles of crack repair for a bid of $272,000. Also, 35 miles of crack repair will include K-15 from Clay Center, north U.S. 36, including spurs to Morganville and Palmer, for a bid of $261,000. Winter ball, King and Queen at Hanover will be crowned Friday during halftime of the boys' varsity basketball game. King candidates include Patrick Cook, Dean Lupin, Brigham Bruna, and Hayden Behrens. Queen candidates Caitlin Clipp, Tessa Losi, Jamie Bruna, and Kinsley Juneman. King and Queen of Courts is scheduled at Frankfort. Crowning will take place on Friday at halftime of the varsity boys basketball game. King candidates are Xander Hull, Devin Helmricks, and Bastian Vandenhoek. Queen candidates Taryn Parthamer, Clara Key, and Kaylee Schroller. Winter formal at Marysville is Saturday with crowning at 7:30 p.m. at Venue 36. King candidates are Shawandre Walton, Thomas Behrens, Justin Tambo, Jacob Dankenbrink, and Nathan Fisher. Queen candidates are Lily Wheeler, Kaylee Benson, Mariel Tambo, Jacqueline Beichman, and Cadence Throm. USD 498 Superintendent Melissa Kennedy will be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend, as she comments on a series of one-on-one meetings with Valley Heights district patrons and community members evaluating district needs and priorities.
Well, we had a wonderful turnout, you know, not even just parents, just community members and parents. And it was a great time for just to kind of go back to the drawing board and really just time to have conversation about the previous bond failed, and it failed pretty significantly. What are our next steps in addressing the needs that we know that we have?
The Public Affairs Program airs Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY, and Melissa Kennedy will further outline feedback received.
You know, it helped. We just had basic information that was a comparison of our district with other districts in the league and those in our area, comparing assessed valuation, you know, expenditure per pupil and enrollment and number of campuses. And it was just a good place for us to start and look at where we are, but also address the needs that we have. And it was, you know, it was a time for everybody to throw out their opinions, their ideas, their suggestions.
Charlie Lynn Dean, age 86, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Marysville American Legion. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Charlie Lynn Dean. Ricky Rick D. Bush, age 69, of Frankfort, passed away Friday. Graveside service Saturday at 10:30 at the Mount Hope Cemetery south of Frankfort, with the Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Rick Bush.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like a wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Still warmer today before temperatures start to cool down throughout the weekend and next week. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Westerly winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Temperatures will start to stay below average on Saturday. Typically for this time of year, we can expect to see highs in the mid to upper 30s. Staying cloudy on Saturday with our highs in the upper 20s and lower 40s. Northwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Very chilly throughout Saturday night, still cloudy with our lows in the lower teens and just below zero. North winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Even cooler on Sunday, mostly cloudy skies with our highs in the single digits and lower teens. And mostly cloudy over Sunday night with our lows just above and below zero. These cooler temperatures will continue throughout the rest of next week. Still cloudy as we head into Monday with our highs in the single digits and lower teens. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
High temperature, late January, 40, record high on this date, 69. The average low 19 and the record low 16 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:38. Sunset this evening at 5:41.
In many parts of the country, keeping your toes warm in the winter can be a full-time job. A few fundamentals for happier feet today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, January 27th, the 27th day of the year. Composer Wolfgang Mozart was born on this day, and Laverne and Shirley made its debut in 1976. From chemical packs to heated insoles, there are all kinds of high-tech gadgets these days for keeping our toes warm. But a few old-fashioned fundamentals still apply. First, it's essential to keep your feet dry. A moisture-wicking sock liner under an insulating wool stocking is best. Be sure your footwear isn't too tight. Your feet need blood circulation to stay warm. And keep the rest of your body warm. That prevents your core from stealing heat from the extremities. Fingers and toes are the first thing affected. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Have a question for the Old Farmer? Ask it at almanac.com.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else. Shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. As baseball season gears up for the 2023 season, the Kansas City Royals have announced a few trades with the team. As KSNT News reports that the latest one includes outfielder Michael A. Taylor, as Taylor had spent two seasons with the Kansas City Royals after a seven-year stint with the Nationals and wrapped up his career with Kansas City, batting with a .254 average in 2022. He also had a .313 with on-base percentage, hitting 9 home runs and 43 RBIs. Kansas City traded Taylor for two pitchers coming from the Minnesota Twins. At the same time, the franchise has also announced that they are trading Alberto Modesi, as he's set to go to Boston now, as they've traded him for the left-handed relief pitcher Josh Taylor. Modesi wrapped up the 2022 season with a series of injuries during his career with Kansas City and appeared in only 15 games last season, having a .244 batting average with 37 home runs. Taylor is coming to the Kansas City Chiefs after missing the 2022 season with a back injury. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
People who suffer from arthritis are getting real pain relief with exciting biologic therapies at QC Kinetics.
The success rate is there, and there's no better way to treat yourself when it comes to dealing with pain.
Meet Tyler Vail, co-founder of QC Kinetics, who says they can't cure arthritis, but they can treat the pain.
If you think of the tide coming in and out on the beach and what it does, it erodes the sand, right? Can't stop the tide, but eventually when the sand or the beach gets bad enough, we backfill that beach with sand so that we get generations of enjoyment with that beach again. And the same thing happens with your knee or your shoulder or your hip or your back. We want to backfill the problems that have happened to this point. I'm not stopping the tide, so I'm not stopping the arthritis, but I want to get generations of enjoyment out of those joints again.
Call QC Kinetics now for your free consultation. Learn more about how restorative biologic therapies can get you real and lasting joint pain relief.
Call QC Kinetics, 316-285-9975. That's 316-285-9975. 316-285-9975.
College hoops in Kansas back in action again as well this Saturday, as we have the number 9 Kansas Jayhawks on the road as they take on Kentucky. That tip off on Saturday at 7 p.m. Kansas is coming off a devastating loss against the number 17 Baylor Bears on Monday earlier this week, as they lost 75-69 and dropped them out of that number 2 slot in the national AP polls and atop the Big 12 conference, where they now sit number 5. The loss against Baylor was the third loss for the Jayhawks in a row, with not having won a game since their victory against the Iowa State Cyclones on Saturday, January 14th, 62-60. After this weekend, they're back in action at home on Tuesday next week against the Kansas State Wildcats for, again, their interstate rivalry. In Wildcat basketball, they're also in action on Saturday as well, with a tip-off at 5 p.m. at home against the Florida Gators. They're also coming off a loss against the number 12 Iowa State Cyclones, 80-76. They are, however, still sitting atop the Big 12 Conference at 17-3, 6-2 in conference play, and number 5 in the national AP polls.
Wildcat fans, be sure to order your Wine Wednesday ticket package for only $25 when your K-State women's basketball team takes on Baylor Wednesday, February 15th. Packages include a K-State wine glass, a pregame event in the Shamrock Zone with wine and food, plus a ticket to the Baylor game. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to get yours today. Go Cats!
Marysville Lady Bulldogs knocked off top seed Jackson Heights, handing the Lady Cobras their third loss this season, 44-42, in the Hiawatha Girls Invitational Semifinals Thursday. Marysville didn't score until 2:25 left in the first quarter. They were down 10-0. Plus, back trailed 10-7 into the first, down 2 at the half, trailed by 1 after 3, and 1 at 44-42, led by Bella Rader with 19 points. Lindsay Dressman scored 10 as Marysville improves to 4-8 on the season, 1-1 in the tournament. Jackson Heights only had two players scoring, seniors Canyon Olverding and Keely Thompson, 21 points apiece. Thompson on the bench much of the night, foul trouble. Jackson Heights falls to 10-3. Marysville 44, Jackson Heights 42. Finals on Saturday. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
In a unique twist, in a six-team format with Hiawatha Girls Invitational, four of those six teams will rematch Saturday as Marysville faces Hiawatha in the championship at 1:30. Those teams met in Tuesday's first round with Hiawatha prevailing 41-21. Marysville advanced in the semifinals, knocking off top seed Jackson Heights 44-42, while Hiawatha, the third seed, overtime win over St. Mary's 47-45. Concordia took Lafayette back in the bracket 58-48. So, Concordia-Lafayette rematch Saturday. St. Mary's and Jackson Heights play the consolation. Hiawatha hosting Marysville in the championship at 1:30. We'll have it live on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1. Friday night tips, Marysville boys host Nemahal Central. Varsity 7:30 tip on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Frankfort's home to Clifton Clyde, Axtell at Riverside, Hanover hosting Centralia, Washington County's at Troy, Diller O'Dell home to Superior, and Southern entertains Johnson Brock.
They're some of the largest boat docks you'll ever see. Not mere spots on the lake from which to fish, but rather 1,000-foot-long steel railways for trains to dump their contents into waiting ships. It's a process that's been taking place here for over 150 years, and we go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
This is Andrew McCray, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com. Here on the shores of Lake Superior at Two Harbors, Minnesota, they have been shipping iron for over 150 years.
Well, what you're looking at here is a rail facility that ships about 8 million tons of what we now call taconite ore. And taconite is a reduced product that comes out of the ground at about 27%. And they reduce it and concentrate it into an ore product that's about 67%. And then that's what's shipped to the steel mills.
Mel Sando says the original docks are long gone, but they're still using relatively simple ways to load those huge ships.
They're over 1,000 feet long, they're 80 feet tall, and they're all gravity. It was actually a pretty clever system when you considered that they back the trains out on top. The ore cars each hold about 50 tons. That tonnage goes into a holding pocket in the dock, and then eventually when a ship docks alongside, a chute is lowered and gravity just loads the boat for them.
Today, smaller ships still use the gravity feed system. Larger boats have another way to load their shipment of taconite.
They've outfitted the second dock with a conveyor feed that'll allow them to load a 1,000-foot ore freighter in about 8 hours with 60,000 tons of ore. Most of it goes down to Gary, Indiana.
Mel says there's a logical reason why so many steel mills were founded around Gary, Indiana.
When you think about why that industry originated down around that area, that was the halfway point between the Pennsylvania coal fields and the Minnesota ore, that they needed to bring those two materials together to make steel.
You can still come here and see giant ships loading from those huge docks yet today. Traveling the countryside in Two Harbors, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
Don't need fancy housing, but when a doe is ready to kid, give her a place of her own. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. A kidding pen will bring comfort to the new little family as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
As your goats get closer to giving birth, build them a kitting pen. It provides them a safe place to give birth and bond with their babies. Penn State livestock educator Linda Spar likes mesh panels with see-through grids. They're comforting to the does because they get the nose-to-nose contact with other goats. A mama goat that can't see out can become agitated. You don't need a lot of space. A 4x4 kitting pen is usually enough room.
If you make it too big, then the doe gets in there and, you know, she can ignore her babies. If she doesn't like them, they can get a lot more, get up and go and do a lot more harm to their babies if you give them too much room. And a 4x4, she can stand up, she can turn around, she can bed down in the corner. The kids still have room to lay. She's forced to be close to them, but not so close that she lays on them.
Spar says the number one killer of baby goats is a floor draft. They can develop pneumonia or hypothermia, so make sure the barn has a venting system that allows cold air to only come in at the top of the building. She doesn't recommend adding heat to the pen unless absolutely necessary. A plastic dog kennel is a safe and simple way to keep them snug.
Put one of those in the corner, bed it up really nice, and they'll lay in there. And because they'll lay in there together, they'll really stay warm, and body heat will keep them warmer. So obviously, there are places in the country where it's extremely cold. You can get a heating mat. They're used mainly in farrowing barns with baby pigs, but they work really well for goats as well.
About a week after kidding, make a creep area in a warm corner where kids of similar size can be together. Arrange the panels so that the kids can get in, but the does can't. This allows the little ones to escape or rest. Learn more about kidding pens at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Yeah.
love a good story, like the bedtime stories I tell my kids, or the page-turner novel that keeps me awake at night. And of course, epic Bible stories never get old. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Each of us have a life story, too. With every breath God gives us, from our first to our last on this earth, we write words for our story. What's yours? A comedy? A drama? A romance? Maybe a little of all three. The backdrop to your story is your purpose, your faith, the values and beliefs you hold dear. And the plot is how you're living them. So what about when it comes to money? Are you managing your finances in a way that enhances your story? If you see any gaps, now's the time to edit your story so your actions match your beliefs. When money is used as a tool to live out your faith, your life story will be more content, confident, and generous.
How tough is antibiotic-resistant bacteria? Well, let's find out today on Farm to Fork.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce downforce control and SureSpeed high-accuracy planting systems to right spot individual nozzle control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
Are you fed up with high prices for crop inputs? Then try the name your own price method of buying crop protection products through the FarmTrade.com model. FarmTrade.com matches you up with reputable sellers who will deliver to your operation at the agreed upon price with savings running up to 20% or more. Farmers have enjoyed the benefits since 1998. Get details now at FarmTrade.com. Assistant Professor Govindaraj Devkumar and his colleagues at the University of Georgia have studied how sunlight affects microbes found in irrigation water, ultimately impacting food safety. Yesterday's show told how the sun's ultraviolet rays kill some pathogens in the water. He says the research team also discovered something else.
We noticed the antibiotic-resistant bacteria, especially this antibiotic-resistant salmonella, was actually more persistent. It was a lot stronger than the wild type or the natural strain. That's another big risk in food safety that we are trying to focus on. We don't want antibiotic-resistant bacteria just because it probably persists better in water than wild types.
Devkumar says other researchers are looking into ways to use viruses called bacteriophages to control antibiotic-resistant bacteria.
Bacteriophages specifically attach to bacteria and actually use the machinery of the bacteria for the bacteriophages to grow. They can actually kill bacteria. That's another new tool that people are looking into, using nature to control the more perilous aspects of nature.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Central California freshman Republican Representative John Duarte comes to Congress with a personal perspective on the Biden EPA and Army Corps enforcement of the Waters of the U.S. rule, his own legal fight with the agencies.
If the Army Corps of Engineers can prosecute me for planting wheat in this wheat field based on the set of facts they use there, then almost no farm in America is safe from the same type of prosecution.
One that resulted in hundreds of thousands of civil fines for Duarte, who now sits on House Ag, Natural Resources, and Transportation and Infrastructure, the latter with jurisdiction over the Army Corps.
We need to fight to make producers can make sure that producers can produce, that food producers can deliver abundant, affordable food for American consumers and for the world.
But Duarte hopes the Supreme Court in the pending Sackett versus EPA case puts the fight over WOTUS in the Clean Water Act to rest.
We all hope in agriculture that the Supreme Court supports and reasserts what Congress clearly said, that the Clean Water Act has jurisdiction over navigable waters of the United States. It doesn't say adjacent waters. It doesn't say waters separated by roadway or waters that have some future-defined significant nexus to navigable waters in the United States.
All possible interpretations the justices probed during arguments and conservatives on the bench challenged, leading Duarte to argue the new Biden-WOTUS rule is premature.
Because once it comes down, I think the agencies are going to have very clear direction as to what they do and don't have authority over under the Clean Water Act.
And if they still don't listen, Duarte says he and others on the Hill will exert their oversight authority to make sure EPA and the Army Corps finally clear up the waters on WOTUS. And that's a look at your ag news for this Friday, January the 27th. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Do not trust your collision repairs to just any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 2 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
2022 was certainly an interesting year in the ag business. What will 2023 look like? Join me, Jeff Aiken, for Ag Outlook 2023. We will look at what's ahead for the grains market. Then we'll talk about the livestock markets. You will hear from Kansas Ag Secretary Mike Beam, Kansas Water Office Director Connie Owen, and others as we look back at last year and look ahead to this year on Ag Outlook 2023.
Ag Outlook 2023 airs Saturday morning, 8 to 9 a.m. on KNDY and includes a look at the grain and livestock prospects for the year ahead. Tune this Saturday morning for the Ag Outlook on KNDY and being presented by these ag supporters.
Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, providing high-quality coverage and service, all at a competitive premium cost. Since 1888, Bremen Farmers Mutual has offered homeowner, farm owner, business owner, fire, and inland marine coverage. Dependable and affordable. See your local agent representing Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance. Learn more about the various insurance products offered by going online at bfmic.com.
The great state of Kansas is home to many facets of agriculture across our rolling plains. Here in Marshall County, agriculture, food, and food processing provides 1,478 jobs and a total economic contribution of approximately $364 million. The effects of agriculture run deep, and the farmers and ranchers of Marshall County Farm Bureau are proud to call Kansas our home. Show your pride by becoming a Farm Bureau member today. Go to kfb.org/join. to learn more.
Walleye could be a valuable addition for aquaculture operations. This desirable fish is easy on the palate and commands a high price. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Are one of my favorite fish species to catch and eat.
They are an emerging species for aquaculture operations and will command a good price for market-ready sizes. Walleye can be raised in ponds, cages, or tanks. However, they're a bit more high maintenance than some other species. Joe Morris is an extension aquaculture specialist at Iowa State University. He says walleye require high-quality, cool water conditions. They don't like bright light. It stresses them out. And they need to be trained to eat the high-protein commercial diet you provide for them rather than eating their siblings.
These are top predator fish, and so they're used to chasing live prey. They're not like catfish or used to eating all kinds of food substances. Walleye like to eat live prey, so what you're trying to do is convince them that that nugget of food you're trying to provide to them is something that they want to consume. So you got to deal with palatability and visibility of the pellet.
When finding a market for walleye, he says it's important to know the social demographics of an area.
You deal with probably white tablecloth restaurants. Start with that. Go into the local seafood markets or grocery stores. I do see walleye being sold on and off than that, but they use it at the higher end. So you got to keep in mind that when they're selling them $10, $12, if not more, I've seen them as much as $20 a pound on the retail side. You really have to think, how do you attract the consumer willing to pay that kind of money? And then what volume of animals are you going to be selling at that price?
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about raising walleye at agriculture.com.
Make every job easier with one stop at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axle Lumber. For any project inside or out, if you're a professional or do-it-yourselfer, get the tools you need, including Milwaukee, DeWalt, Stanley, and more. Battery-operated tools offer the convenience and mobility with the power to get the job done quickly every time. Stocked with all the blades, bits, and accessories for your convenience as well. Check out the Power Tools selection today and get the work started on your schedule with Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Friday afternoon and the markets are rolling along here. Here's what we're looking at right now. Grains opened up a bit lower this morning, but now they've made somewhat of a recovery, especially in the corn market. Corn for March is 683 and a quarter. That's up three quarters right now. May corn, 680 and a quarter. That's up a quarter. Kansas City wheat for March, 868. That's up three and a quarter. Kansas City wheat for May, 861 and three quarters. That's up four and a quarter. March oats, 388 and a half. That's up two and a quarter. May oats at 380. That's up two and a half currently. Taking a look at soybeans for March, 15.12 and a half right now. That's your price. That's down 10 and three quarters. May soybeans at 15.06 and three quarters. That's down eight currently. Cotton for March, 86.26 is your current price. That's down $1.24. May cotton at 86.84. That's down $1.18. Live cattle for February down 7.5 cents right now at 156.67. Live cattle for April up 25 cents at 160.77. Feeder cattle for March, 183.17. That's up 32.5 cents. Feeder cattle for April, 187.25. That's up a quarter. Looking at crude oil for March, 79.73 is your current price. That's down $1.27. Crude oil for April, $80 right now per barrel. And that's down $1.26. Taking a look at gold for February, here's what we got right now. 19.30 is your current price. And that's up 10 cents. Gold for April, 1946 and 10 cents, and that's down 60 cents. Silver for March at 2361, that's down 41 cents. Silver for May, 2382, that's down 40 cents. Wall Street right now, Dow Jones up 70, S&P up 11, and NASDAQ up 103. That's your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Time to say goodbye to 2022 and hello to a brand new 2023 Kia from Midwest Kia. While most resolutions you hear will be about change, Midwest Kia is resolute in more of the same. That means same great inventory on the ground and available. Choose from 2023 Kia K5s and Sorentos, as well as the newly redesigned 2023 Kia Sportage.
for a company that puts its value on you and not just market trends. Come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for more of the same. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
With advancements in technology, the possibilities are endless, including finding the top causes for abortions in cattle. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Greg Hanselcheck, K-State veterinarian from the K-State Veterinary Diagnostic Lab, gives insight on 2022's top causes for cattle abortions.
IBR is a virus, and it's associated with bovine respiratory disease, but it's also a reproductive disease. And that's why we vaccinate cows against it, is not so much for the respiratory side, but more for the reproductive side. A lot of times, and fortunately in these cases, the IBR that is causing the abortion actually comes from a vaccine. And that's why we think that we're seeing an increased trend of it, is the use of modified live vaccines in cows that have not been vaccinated or previously vaccinated in the previous 12 months. When we use those modified live IBRs, that has a negative effect on the fetus. Just highly recommend that if producers are using modified live on their pregnant cows, that they use their veterinarian's advice on what products, and then the timing is really important.
Hanselcheck explains that nitrate abortions were significantly high this past year.
We do see nitrate abortions every year, but to have it that high is unusual. Anytime that we have a drought situation and people are harvesting and feeding forages we don't normally do, or the conditions are such that we have nitrate accumulating in the forages, it's not all that surprising. I highly recommend that anybody that's feeding a nitrate accumulator that you have a nitrate test done on them. The reason we know it's nitrate in the fetuses is the cows don't show any signs of toxicity, but there's a level in there that is causing an oxygen issue with the calves. And actually, what we test is the eye fluid in the calf, and that's where the nitrate accumulates, and we can tell from that fluid whether this calf has succumbed because of nitrates or not. But again, it's rare for us to see cases where the cows show signs, but it's definitely affecting those fetuses.
Hanselcheck goes on to describe another top cause of abortions.
When we think of molds, we think the cow consumes it through the hay or the silage or whatever. But really, most of the infections occur because they inhale it, and then it gets into their lungs, and then it goes systemic, which just means it gets in the blood system, and then it goes into the fetus and causes some major issues. So it can be both. If you've got bales of hay that have that white mold where you're unrolling them or putting them through the processor and you see that dust, try to use those bales on young stock. Try to stay away from anything that's moldy going into pregnant cows. You're never going to prevent all mold in any of our feedstuffs. One of the biggest cases we ever had was a producer that brought in multiple tons of range cubes, or what we called cake, and housed it in a facility where moisture got to it. And that cake became moldy, and then when he fed it to his pregnant heifers, there was a major abortion storm. So it can be in products that you purchase if they're not stored correctly.
That's K-State veterinarian from the K-State Veterinary Diagnostic Lab, Greg Hanselcheck, with insight on 2022's top causes for cattle abortions. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
KNDY.
Baby,
Kansas and Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.